When I first spoke with James about speaking here, I imagined that I would do a sermon on the topic of stage fright. And how I overcame stage fright and learned to find my voice. I've given that talk before, and it's a meaningful talk for me. But I decided not to talk about finding my voice because I didn't know if it would be a meaningful topic for you. And I played with the idea of coming here to visit, to find out where you folks were at, to find out what a meaningful topic would be here, but my schedule didn't comfortably allow for a visit. So I asked myself, what common ground do we have when you and I have never met? Most of you and I have never met. What is there when there's nothing else? Love. So I decided to do a sermon on love. And I decided to make it personal, not just to talk about the idea of love, not just to offer a discourse on the notion of universal love. I decided that I would come out of the closet and say it. I love you. For me, this is a big step. I didn't grow up saying I love you. My mom once told me that my dad expresses his love by cooking for us, not by saying out loud the word love. We only use the word love in emails and Christmas cards. Love is in the air, but it's not in our mouths. I grew up in a Unitarian congregation that was rather intellectual. We met in the philosophy department at the local university in a lecture room. We weren't a gushingly affectionate congregation, but we were full of love. The adults expressed their love by bringing food to our once-a-month potlucks after service. We kids expressed our love by gratefully eating the food at our once-a-month products. More seriously, we expressed our love by doing social justice work. We fought for nuclear disarmament. We fought for an end to poverty. We fought for universal respect for humanity, regardless of sex, gender, color, or creed. We were a loving group, but I don't recall us talking about love. And I guessed that it would be the same here. I guessed that the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Durham was not talking about love. I was wrong. Every week at the beginning of service, you affirm that love is the spirit of this community. When you sing the children out, you say to them, as you leave this friendly place, love give light to every face. Love give light to every face. I thought I was being cheeky calling my sermon, I Love You. But I found out that you youths are already talking about love. We are fully and enthusiastically talking about love. A quick Google search came up with a few slogans. Love reaches out. Are you familiar with that? It can mean to remember to go beyond the walls of a congregation and love the larger world. Or how about this one, standing on the side of love. Standing on the side of love is a UU social justice slogan. Have you seen those nifty UU t-shirts, those bright orange t-shirts, which say love in big letters? They show up in photos at a lot of political rallies. There's a religious education curriculum called Love Surrounds Us. There's another saying, building beloved community. In a YouTube video, Aaron White of the First Unitarian Church of Dallas says, Unitarian Universalists believe all human beings deserve love. Also online are sermons from UU Minister Marlon Lavenhar. He likes to end his sermons by saying, I love you. Amen. Maybe we'll do that today. So we're a loving bunch, and it's clear that you already know this. The way I was greeted today radiates love. The way you hold the space here radiates love. I did ask Nora if her last name was a chosen name or a birth name. I was delighted to find out that today's service leader has the last name of love. At moments like this, it can be easy to feel the love. But there are days when I'm not feeling the love. There are days when my inner monologue is focused more on criticism than on love. Am I the only one who's like this? Okay. Yeah. If you're grumpy or in pain or illness or experiencing loss, you can lose connection to love. I woke up earlier this week and this might be too much information. My partner Tanya told me not to say this. Anyway, I woke up earlier this week with very runny bowels. A little headache. I had too much work to do. I was not feeling the love. For the sake of the sermon, I tried meditating on the theme of love, and I couldn't do it. I was disconnected from love. So if you're feeling disconnected from love, I hear you. If you're in pain, experiencing loss, I love you. Many other people here love you too. If you need love, you'll get it here. Let's just take a moment to let that sink in. You are all loved here. So we're here to comfort the afflicted, but we're also here to afflict the comfortable. That's an old saying. Did it make you uncomfortable to read the sermon title this week? Anyone? I love you. Sure, you might say, I believe in loving my neighbor, but please, do we need to talk about it? I'm here to ask, do you actually love your neighbor? Do you actively love your neighbor? Your neighbor next door, or on the other side of the tracks, or in a slum halfway around the world? How would it feel to actually tell them that you love them, and then live up to that standard that you're setting for yourself? I actually don't love my neighbor. I barely know my neighbors, right? Life is too complicated, and boundaries are too important. The time when I feel the strongest love for someone I don't know, I laugh when they laugh, I cry when they cry. I can easily feel love for a stranger when I'm at the movies. Life is simple at the movies. You fall in love with the characters, drop all boundaries, and enter their world. Laugh with them, cry with them, and then the credits roll, and you can safely walk away. Imagine if you could feel that strongly for people you don't know in real life. Imagine walking down the street, feeling love for everyone you see. Is anyone like that? I'm not that full of empathy, but I've had one experience of fully loving everyone I walked by on the street. It's my first time in New York City. I was living their slogan, I love New York. It was my mantra for the day, and people could tell. Strangers would connect with me. A man in a business suit stopped to ask if I needed help finding my way. At a restaurant with a friend, a couple at the next table struck up a conversation with us. I felt like I was cracked open, and people could feel the love. My next visit to New York, it was gone. The love was gone. How can we maintain the love for our fellow humans when it's so easy to develop a thick skin in this world? I've been trying a new practice this year, and it's working for me. Maybe it'll work for you. Here's what I do. Often when I'm walking down the street, everyone I see, I think to myself, I love you. When I'm waiting at a checkout counter, I repeat in my head, I love you. I don't know if people can tell, but it changes how I feel about them. When I'm processing with my partner, or if there's a bit of tension with a friend, I repeat my inner mantra, I love you. Has anyone done this? Any improv theater people here? It's actually an improv theater technique. The technique is that you have one actor repeating in her head, I love you, and another actor repeating in her head, I hate you. And it influences how you behave on stage. At the end of the scene, people in the audience can tell, you know, who's thinking I love you and who's thinking I hate you. I read a book this summer called The Purpose-Driven Church. The author helps people take their congregation to the next level. The book has tips on making your mission come alive. And one of the tips is to feel love and give love to everyone you meet. It takes being a welcoming congregation to a whole new level. One particular tip was for people with stage fright. Before standing up to speak, remind yourself that you love each and every person. This is not a family, it's not an audience to be feared, but a family to be loved. I'm still working on that. I feel both, to be honest. I fear and I feel love. Is anyone here the type of person who would go downtown and hold up a sign that said, free hugs? You've actually done that?
No.
So there's a wonderful video online of someone doing that, and people love it. They want to feel the love. There's a world full of people craving love. And unfortunately, there are people who take advantage of that. Love is a tool that can be used for both good and bad. 10 years ago, a computer virus went viral all around the world because tens of millions of people opened an email they received that had the subject line, "I love you." And the email contained a file called "I love you." So people opened that too, and the file was a computer virus. It spread because it took advantage of people's need for love. Love is a powerful force, and with great power comes great responsibility. Love is a skill. Emotional intimacy is a skill. When you decide to open your heart to love, you've got a lot to learn. The Jewish rabbi Hillel said, and I'm paraphrasing, said, "Love your neighbor as yourself. The rest is just details. Be sure to study the details." We need to take care when we love. We need to study how to love. Yes, love can be used as a tool to help our congregation fulfill its mission, but I think it's safer to not use love as a tool. I prefer to think of love as an end in itself. I love you, and I have no agenda. This helps love stay authentic. When I began preparing this sermon, I was talking with my partner, Tanya, about love. She knows that I like to say "I love you" in my head when I'm at a checkout counter. She asked me, "How can you love authentically?" It's a good question. And I think the way to love authentically is to not have an agenda. Simply love. When you don't have an agenda and simply love, the world shifts. As my minister, Sean Newton, put it, in a blink, the faceless crowd becomes a sea of fellow travelers. And in that communion comes vulnerability. C.S. Lewis said, and I got this quote from my home congregation's newsletter, he said that to love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything and your heart will be wrung and possibly broken. A friend of mine has decided to help people. Sorry. I'd love to, but my hand tremor will not let me drink right now. Sorry, I should have asked for a straw. A friend of mine has decided to help people share their knowledge and experience around love. She's Jewish, and she's trying to revive an old Jewish festival called Tu B'Av. She brings people together to share personal stories of love, both the good and the bad. She invites people to bring food that they associate with love. I can imagine bringing homemade soup and bread. Another friend told me that he loves his brother and is trying to help him overcome an addiction. My friend said that the love doesn't seem to be working. His brother hasn't changed, but my friend has changed. His love is transforming his own life. Love isn't the cure-all for life's challenges. Love is a beginning, and love is an end in itself. When you love, it's easier to see the humanity in the person walking past you on the street, and it's easier to see the humanity in yourself. I love you. Amen.